Hello everyone and welcome to church at Partick Trinity. We're delighted to have you joining us for worship today. My name's Alan, I'm the youth worker at the church. Tim, our minister, is on annual leave, so I will be leading this morning's service of worship. Before we start, how are you? This week has had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of changes to get our head round with the tightening of restrictions, which can be so overwhelming to every single one of us. Can I encourage you to reach out to a friend from church after worship today to see how they're doing? It's so, so important that we look out for each other and keep in touch with one another during these troubled times that we find ourselves in. Later, we'll be unpacking a passage that gives us real hope, reminding us that in troubled times, God is right there beside us. But before we do that, let's open up our time of worship together by reading Psalm 16.
Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me even at night, my heart instructs me. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Saviour's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. When he shall come with trumpet sound, rest in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Saviour's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
Lord, we come before you today after another busy week, with so many ups and downs during this uncertain time. Help us to lay all of our worries, fears and frustrations down as we fix our eyes on you, the only one who has the power and authority to save. As we look to our earthly leaders for help and guidance in the days ahead, would they turn their eyes and ears to hear from you? We thank you that you are our good shepherd, the one who laid his life down for his sheep. May your spirit be moving among us this morning and teaching us as we meet together. As we meet for worship this morning, let us unite by saying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let me start by asking you a question. If you could do any one thing in the world today, what would it be and why? Take a couple of moments to think about that now. There are probably a number of different answers that people would come up with. Some people might want to find a cure or a vaccine for COVID-19 or any other sickness or disease that has plagued them or loved ones in their lives. Other people might want to turn back time to fix problems that they have caused or have been affected by. Or if you're anything like me and you love a superhero movie, then you may wish that you could have some form of superpower that could ultimately make your life or someone else's life that bit easier. No matter what it is that you choose to do, if you were able to do it, it would be quite some thought, wouldn't it? Being able to achieve the impossible. The passage that we're focusing on this morning tells us about Jesus doing the unthinkable. He walks on water. Many people have tried to walk on water and have failed drastically. And I'm sure if you look up YouTube, there would be a number of videos of people trying their hand at this. The very fact that Jesus is able to do this tells us of his true power and how he is completely in control of everything. Not only does he walk on water, but he does so during a storm. And the crazy scenes don't stop there. He also helps Peter to do so too, even although he eventually has to save him from drowning. So let's read the passage together. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you in the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then all those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Amen.
As we look at this passage today, I believe God has a clear message for us all as we live life in the storm that is COVID-19. Our world has been halted by a virus. It has caused tensions to run high throughout the leaderships of our country and other countries around the world. It has turned our day-to-day situations completely upside down. We have all had to come to the realisation that we are not in as much control of our own situations as we once thought we were. We as human beings like to be in control of our own situations. And this is what we're encouraged to do on a daily basis by the society that we live in up until a couple of months ago. But what happens when the carpet is pulled out from underneath our feet and life is no longer how we want it to be? My hope is that from today's text, we come to find comfort and hope for the future as we seek God and what he might be saying to us through this amazing passage. Firstly, I want to start by pointing out a couple of things that Jesus demonstrates. Then I want to highlight four main points that I hope will challenge and encourage us all in the days ahead. The first thing I want to point out is that Jesus sends his disciples off on their own. You might not think that this is a strange thing to do, but if we think a bit further ahead and realise that Jesus knew what was coming, the struggle and the storm, why would you send your disciples off into this situation? It was another part of his teaching for them. Jesus knew that they were comfortable and confident enough setting up sail in a boat without him, as some, if not all of them, had been fishermen in the past before giving it all up to follow him. Jesus knows what's ahead, but wants them to go out alone to teach them a lesson about their need for him. Let's flip this round to think about our own situations here before COVID-19 hit. Were we comfortable sailing through life? Were we getting too complacent with the way things have always been and the routine that we've gotten used to? How was our relationship with God? Did he just fit in with our current situations and there was no real challenge or space for him to move in our lives? In the passage, the disciples seem to go on ahead sailing without too much of an argument, as they were used to this type of situation. All was going fine until the storm came. Then they were desperate for help. Can we relate to this in our own situations? Were we okay until the pandemic hit and now we find ourselves crippled with fear, frustration and uncertainty? If this is the way that you are feeling at the moment, please be encouraged to know there is still hope. And we will be talking a bit more about that in the four points that we're going to cover later on this morning. The second thing I want to point out is that throughout this passage, we see Jesus' willingness to do ministry in whatever situation and whatever circumstances that he found himself in. Firstly, we see him feeding 5,000 people on a hillside. Then we see him rescuing the disciples in the midst of a storm by walking on water to reach their boat. Then we read on to the next couple of verses and we find him healing the sick as they finally get off of the boat. Jesus was willing to do ministry wherever it was needed. He didn't have a fancy building and ask people to come to him, although many did flock to him to follow him. Rather, he went and met them where they were and carried out ministry wherever it was needed. In the streets, by the wells, at gravesides and in people's homes. Are we as a church, as a result of the current pandemic, willing to carry out our ministry in whatever situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in? Jesus was ready and willing, but are we ready and willing too? No matter what it may look like, are we ready?
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ stands in victory. Since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home.
This morning, God wants to reassure you that he is in control and that he is with us every step of the way, during the storm that is COVID-19. There are four key points that I want to highlight from this morning's passage that I pray will help you to refocus and to be at peace in whatever the coming days bring upon us. The first point is, even when we're comfortable, we still need Jesus. Often in our own situations, it's so easy to forget about Jesus when we have things under control, because why would we need him if he has given us the ability to do something and do it well? This is a good question, but Jesus calls us to live life with him, which means through the good and the bad, through the comfortable and the uncomfortable. Verse 23 of this morning's passage says, after he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Jesus has just performed the most amazing miracle of feeding the 5,000. Many people had witnessed it, and the feeling around the disciples and everyone else present would have been really positive, with people saying how amazing things were and how amazing Jesus was. But yet Jesus doesn't get caught up in the hysteria or distracted by the crowd's adoration. He keeps his heavenly Father his number one priority. He retreats to a quiet space to spend time with the most important one in his life. What a challenge that is for every one of us. Do we recognise our need for Jesus every day? Do we commit real time to speaking with the Father? Do we find quiet spaces where we can spend time together? This isn't the only time we see Jesus doing this. In fact, he displays this amazing rhythm of spending time with his Father regularly, during the good times and the bad times, the comfortable and the uncomfortable. The Christian author and evangelical preacher Francis Chan said in his book Crazy Love, "The world needs Christians who don't tolerate the complacency of their own lives." As we see in this passage, Jesus often lets us go it alone, but he knows what's ahead of us, and he allows certain things to happen to teach us and to help us to understand for ourselves our real need for him. As we travel through this season of our lives with its challenges and difficulties, let's take time to reevaluate if we have let complacency creep into our faith and our relationship with Jesus. If so, now is the time to make yourself right with him again and remember him before, during and after every situation we find ourselves in. The second point I want to highlight is that we need to recognise and accept Jesus as our rescuer. Verse 24 to 27 of Matthew that we've read this morning says, "And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' The disciples find themselves here in the midst of a storm, the wind and the waves causing them a great amount of fear and distress as they try and keep the boat afloat. Jesus comes to them walking on the water and they don't recognise him because their focus is on the things happening round about them. The wind, waves, water coming onto the boat swaying and rocking from side to side, cause them to be uneasy and take their full attention as they try to keep afloat and not drown. They are so distracted that they think Jesus is a ghost because they haven't even considered the fact that it might be him coming to save them. They are so focused on the storm that they don't recognise their rescuer, their saviour and their Lord. During the storm that we are facing in life at the moment, can we see Jesus alongside us? Do we recognise him being present in the midst of our struggle? As things are hitting us from every direction, do we remember him and his willingness to always help us? Do we look for him? He is alongside us, willing to bring rescue. All he asks is that we would shift our attention away from the struggle and fix our eyes on the one who is able to do impossible things. Will we take his hand because he wants to help us so that we don't have to try and face the trials of this world on our own? If we continue on to verse 28 to 31, it says, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" Peter needed proof that it was Jesus who was there trying to save them, and so asked Jesus to allow him to come out of the boat and walk on the water. Jesus asks him to come. He starts walking on the water, but as soon as he takes his eyes off of Jesus and looks at his reality, he starts to sink. What a reminder to us all of the importance of focusing on Jesus in the midst of our storms. We need him even more than we know. Peter then realises only Jesus can save him and cries out, "Lord, save me." And of course he does. But he also then challenges him on his lack of faith in the midst of the storm. I wonder, can we relate to Peter in this situation? What would you have done? Would Jesus have responded the same way to you as he steps in to save you? Jesus wants to rescue us, but he also wants to teach us things in the eye of the storm. As we all face the trauma and uncertainty of COVID-19, let's try to take a step back from the whole situation, which can be pretty overwhelming, and ask God, "What are you trying to teach me here?" As I was pondering this question the other day, I came across a podcast sermon by Pastor John Maxwell, who was speaking to Passion City Church in America. And one thing that really stood out to me as he spoke about the world dealing with COVID-19, he said this: "Don't despise the detour of COVID-19. Be accepting of it and be teachable through it. God is in control. He has a plan and is allowing us to go through this for a reason. What is he teaching us, and am I willing to learn during this season that I find myself in? There's a real cry for us to recognise and accept our rescuer and look out for him and always teaching us during this time in life, because I know it will shape and equip you and I for what's to come in the future. The third point that I want to highlight is that we have the opportunity to receive his peace as we face the storm with him. What is absolutely mind-blowing is that when we recognise Jesus' presence and allow him to rescue us, we no longer have to face the storm on our own, even when it continues to rage around us. If we try to face our problems on our own, eventually we will fail. They will get the better of us and could potentially ruin us. We might start out strong and feel like we're winning, but over time we gradually become disheartened, weaker, and find ourselves in a place of fear and worry. This is how Satan takes a real foothold in people's lives. He works so hard to isolate us from others, and most importantly from Jesus, because he knows that when we meet with Jesus, he doesn't stand a chance, because he has already been defeated. Once we are in that place of isolation, our problems often seem too big to cope with, and we see no way out, but there is a great strength in facing your problems with others. Jesus wants you to turn to him with your problems so he can journey with you every step of the way. Psalm chapter 55 verse 22 says, "Give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall." Once Jesus had rescued Peter from sinking, peace came on him as he realised now that he was in the saving hands of his Lord. Verse 32 says, "And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." Peace didn't only come on Peter through this whole experience, but it came on the rest of the disciples in the boat too, as they finally realised that it was indeed Jesus who was alongside them. The passage doesn't tell us that the storm completely stopped, but it does say that the winds calmed down, peace was restored, because they fixed their eyes and placed their hope in Jesus, the only one who can save. They were rescued from their fears and nothing else mattered to them, because they put their trust in him. Jesus offers an incomparable peace that can't be explained. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5-7 says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we are in a storm with the wind and the waves roaring and crashing around us, they command our attention and we can lose sight of Jesus. But when we recognise his presence and invite him into the storm raging around us, those things that cause us fear lose their power, because his power is greater than anything the storm can throw at us. There is a powerful hymn, which is one of my all-time favourites, which reminds us of this. It's called "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Do you know it? Let me read some of the lyrics to you now to help us focus on him. "O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Saviour and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Do you want to experience this peace in your life? The only way to receive that peace is to accept Jesus into your life and journey through life together, letting him guide and protect you. The fourth and final point that I want to highlight this morning is, when the storm is over, praise him for who he is and what he has done. Verse 33 from the passage that we've been focusing on says, "Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly you are the Son of God.'" When the disciples saw that what Jesus had done, they recognised who he was, and they worshipped him and praised him. How often in our lives do we pray to God and ask him for help? It could be with really small things, or perhaps massive situations where often a miracle is needed for change to be seen. So then, what do we do when God answers our prayer? Do we even notice at all? Or do we get caught up in the next thing and totally forget about what God has done for us? Before I took up my role as a youth worker here at Partick Trinity, I had a real step out of the boat moment in my faith. God told me to leave a well-paid job only months before my wedding to follow his calling to become a youth worker. This involved me having to go to university to study. Not only that, but I had to pay expensive tuition fees for the postgraduate course. I prayed daily, asking God to provide. And during my time at university, I got a job to help with the fees, as I didn't think I was entitled to any financial help. To cut a long story short, I ended up being awarded half of the money for the fees that didn't need to be paid back. What an amazing answer to prayer. But would you believe that in the busyness, I forgot to set time aside to properly thank God for his faithfulness and provision? I knew it was God who provided, but I ended up just taking this for granted instead of thanking him for providing. Think back to a storm you've faced in the past, a time when you've cried out to God for help and he carried you through. Was it easy to remember to actively praise Jesus for how he rescued you, or provided for you, or paved a way where there didn't seem to be one? When COVID-19 is in the past, will we remember to look back and recognise the good that came out of this dark storm, and for bringing us through the troubled times to a place of safety? Or will we be too busy getting back on with the things that we have missed during their absence? When good things happen to us, or when we get through the other side of a storm, let's strive to follow Jesus' example and go to the quiet place with our Heavenly Father to praise and thank him for all that he has done. As we close this morning, let us leave the walking on the water to Jesus, the one who is able to do that and so much more, and concentrate solely on him. Let us recognise our need for him every day, always looking to him in whatever situation we face. Let us be willing to surrender our troubles, worries and fears to him, and leave things in his safe hands. When we reach the shore at the other side of our storm, let us give him all of the praise he deserves as we look back and recognise his power, provision and faithfulness through it all. Amen.
Lord, during this uncertain time, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Even when things all around us threaten to consume us, let us find rest in you. Lord, we are sorry for the times when we let our problems get the better of us, and we ask that you would forgive us and help us to turn to you in the days ahead. Thank you for loving, caring and providing for us every day. We ask that you would help us to be observant and to reach out to our friends, family and neighbours in the coming days. We pray for all those who may be unwell or who find themselves in hard situations at this time. Would you bring healing to them and help them to know that they are loved and cherished by you? Be with those who have recently lost loved ones. We ask that you would be their strength in the coming weeks and months. We also pray for all those in leadership positions who have big decisions to make. We ask that you would strengthen and guide them in their decision making. We pray and thank you for our minister Tim, and we ask that you would bless him and his family as they enjoy time off together this week. We pray for our church during this uncertain time and ask for your wisdom and guidance in all that we would do. Caring and loving God, we entrust all of this into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours. You are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Fear and fear surrounds me. You've never failed, and you won't start now. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Saviour. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Saviour. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.